Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Golder, and today Masechus Zvachim, Daf Nun Zayin, the final Daf in the fifth parak, Esu Makoman. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a braisa presents the source that the bechor is eaten for 2 days and a night. B'sarm yelach kachaza tnufa kushok yomin, and their meat shall be for you like the breast of the waving and the right thigh. This creates a hekesh between shlamim and bechor, teaching that just as shlamim is eaten shnei yomim b'layla echad, bechor is as well. The Chachamim and Kerem Yavni were asked how many days the Bechor is eaten. Rabbi Tarfon said it is eaten for 2 days, and a new student, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, asked for a source. Rabbi Tarfon explained that he derives it from Shlomi since they're both Kachim Kalim, but Rabbi Yossi asked that perhaps it should be compared with a Chattas and an Ashim, which are eaten for 1 day, since they are similarly gifts for Kahanim. This debate continued until Rabbi Tarfon withdrew and Rabbi Kiva presented the Hekesh with Shlomi. Rabbi Yossi Aglili persisted that perhaps the Hekesh is with a chaz of a shok of a toda, which is eaten for 1 day. And Rabbi Kiva instead darshing the extra words, Yelach, it shall be yours, teaching, Hosi v'kasav havaya acheres b'bechor. The pasuk added another being to bechor to be eaten for 2 days. Point number two, when this conversation was related to Rabbi Yishmael, he said to go tell Rabbi Kiva, you made a mistake in conceding to Rabbi Yossi Galilu's challenge. Since the source that the chaz of ashok of Toda are given to Kohanim is itself a hekesh from Shlamim, v'chidavra al-ramba behekesh chozer u'malamba behekesh, can something which derives its law from a hekesh in turn teach that law through another hekesh? Therefore, Rabbi Akiva was correct to be makish b'chor with the chaz of ashok of Shlamim and should not have conceded to the possibility to be makish to Toda. The Gemara explains her disagreement. Mar Savra Himenu Davar Acher Havi Hekesh. Rabbi Shmuel holds that a law learned partially from it, meaning a pasuk, and partially from something else, is considered something learned from a hekesh and cannot be chozer u'malamed elsewhere. But Rabbi Kiva holds Himenu Davar Acher is not considered learned from a hekesh. Case in point, the fact that a toda's chaz of ashok are given to kohanim is derived from a hekesh, but their requirement to be eaten 1 day is not. Two challenges are posed to Rabbi Shmuel's opinion and are answered. And point number three, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that a carbon pesach may only be eaten until chatzos. Rav Yosef says this reflects the opinion of Elazar ben Azari, who said that the Torah says to eat the pesach b'layla hazeh, on this night. And Machus Bechoros is also described as occurring b'layla hazeh, teaching Ma'ala halan ad chatzos, just as there by Machus Bechoros did not occur until midnight, afkan ad chatzos. So to hear, the pesach may be eaten until midnight. Rabbi Kiva objected that the pasuk says "V'chaltem oso b'chipazon," and you shall eat it in haste, implying "ad shas chipazon," until the hour of haste, meaning the morning when the Jews would hastily leave Mitzrayim. Instead, Rabbi Kiva says "Belayla hazeh" restricts the Pesach not to be eaten the next day, in contrast with other karbanas. Abai suggests that the Mishnah can agree with Rabbi Kiva because its requirement to eat the Pesach before chatzos can be mandirabban uharchik mina avera, to distance him from transgression by delaying until it becomes noser. Rav Yosef replied that the Mishnah's language, ella ad chatzos, that it may be eaten only until midnight, compares it to the Mishnah's other restrictions. For example, it is only eaten, roasted, which are all deraisa. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the braisa presents the source that the bechor is eaten for 2 days and a night. B'sarm yelach kachaza tnufa kushok yomin, and their meat shall be for you like the breast of the waving and the right thigh. This creates a hekesh between shlamim and bechor, teaching that just as shlamim is eaten shnei yamim v'layla echad, bechor is as well. The Chachamim and Kerem Yavni were asked how many days the bechor is eaten. Rabbi Tarfon said it is eaten for 2 days, and a new student, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, asked for a source. Rabbi Tarfon explained that he derives it from shlamim since they're both kachim kalim, but Rabbi Yossi asked that perhaps it should be compared with a chattas and an ashim, which are eaten for 1 day, since they are similarly gifts for kahanim. This debate continued until Rabbi Tarfon withdrew and Rabbi Kiva presented the hekesh with shlamim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili persisted that perhaps the hekesh is with a chaz of a shok of a toda, which is eaten for 1 day. And Rabbi Kiva instead darshing the extra words, Yelach, it shall be yours, teaching, Hosi v'kasav havaya acheres b'bechor. The pasuk added another being to bechor to be eaten for 2 days. Point number two, when this conversation was related to Rabbi Yishmael, he said to go tell Rabbi Kiva, you made a mistake in conceding to Rabbi Yossi Galilu's challenge. Since the source that the chaz of ashok of Toda are given to Kohanim is itself a hekesh from Shlamim, v'chidavra al-ramba behekesh chozer u'malamba behekesh, can something which derives its law from a hekesh in turn teach that law through another hekesh? Therefore, Rabbi Akiva was correct to be makish b'chor with the Chaz v'Shok of Shlamim and should not have conceded to the possibility to be makish to Toda. The Gemara explains her disagreement. Mar Savra himenu v'davar achir havihekesh. Rabbi Shmuel holds that a law learned partially from it, meaning a pasuk, and partially from something else is considered something learned from a hekesh and cannot be chozer u'melamed elsewhere. But Rabbi Akiva holds himenu v'davar achir is not considered learned from a hekesh. Case in point, the fact that a Toda's Chaz v'Shok are given to Kohanim is derived from a hekesh, but their requirement to be eaten one day is not. Two challenges are posed to Rabbi Shmuel's opinion and are answered. And point number three, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that a carbon pesach may only be eaten until chatzos. Rav Yosef says this reflects the opinion of Elazar ben Azari, who said that the Torah says to eat the pesach b'layla hazeh, on this night. And Machas Bechoros is also described as occurring b'layla hazeh, teaching Ma'ala halan ad chatzos, just as there by Machas Bechoros did not occur until midnight, afkan ad chatzos. So to hear, the pesach may be eaten until midnight. Rabbi Akiva objected that the pasuk says "V'chaltem oso b'chipazon," and you shall eat it in haste, implying "ad shas chipazon," until the hour of haste, meaning the morning when the Jews would hastily leave Mitzrayim. Instead, Rabbi Akiva says "Belayla hazeh" restricts the Pesach not to be eaten the next day, in contrast with other karbanas. Abai suggests that the Mishnah can agree with Rabbi Akiva because its requirement to eat the Pesach before chatzos can be mandirabban uharchik mina avera, to distance him from transgression by delaying until it becomes noser. Rav Yosef replied that the Mishnah's language, ella ad chatzos, that it may be eaten only until midnight, compares it to the Mishnah's other restrictions. For example, it is only eaten, roasted, which are all deraisa. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Nun Zayin, and our standard Siman is a nose, and we always use a long nose for the Siman, so here goes. The man delivering a bechor with a long nose that was to be eaten for 2 days and a night to a Kohen, and the man by the Himenu v'davar achir stand who was giving out a paper with a pasuk on it and a free doll with a long nose were startled when a man rushed by trying to get his pesach eaten before chatzos. Once again, slow motion. The man delivering a bechor with a long nose, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Zayin. The man delivering a bechor with a long nose that was to be eaten for 2 days and a night to a Kohen, which reminds us, a Braisa presents a source that a bechor is eaten for 2 days and a night. Ubsarm yelach kachaza tnufa ukashok yomin, and their meat shall be for you like the breast of the waving and the right thigh. This creates a hekesh between shamim and bechor, teaching that just as shamim is eaten for shnei yomim v'layla echad, bechor is as well. So the man delivering a bechor with a long nose that was to be eaten for 2 days and a night to a Kohen, and the man by the Himenu v'davar achir stand, who was giving out a paper with a pasuk on it, and a free doll with a long nose, which reminds us, the more brings a machlokas if Himenu v'davar achir is considered learned from a hekesh. So the man delivering a bechor with a long nose that was to be eaten for 2 days and a night to a Kohen, and the man by the Himenu v'davar achir stand, who was giving out a paper with a pasuk on it, and a free doll with a long nose, were startled when the man rushed by trying to get his pesach eaten before chatzos, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchus from Elazar ben Azari and Rabbi Akiva, whether the carbon pesach may only be eaten until chatzos or until the morning. So once again, the man delivering a bechor with a long nose that was to be eaten for 2 days and a night to a Kohen, and the man by the Himenu v'davar achir stand, who was giving out a paper with a pasuk on it and a free doll with a long nose, were startled when a man rushed by trying to get his pesach eaten before chatzos. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Nun Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The temple-loving Nigerian prince. Nigerian prince? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The temple-loving Nigerian prince with a model of the Mizbeach in his royal throne room, who had one servant demonstrate how the Matanas Vachatas were done on the four Kranos, which reminds us, the Gemara brings him Malchokas B'Lasim Rabbi Yochanan on how to perform the Matanas Vachatas on the four Kranos. One says, Nosen Amma Eloch Ma'amma Eloch. He may place it up to an Amma away from the edge on this side, and up to an Amma away on that side, meaning it may be placed within an Amma of the edge on either side. The other says, Mechat V'yord Keneged Chudo Shalkeren. He applies the blood by running his finger downward down the edge of the corner, parallel to the edge of the horn above. So, the temple-loving Nigerian prince with a model of the Mizbeach in his royal throne room, who had one servant demonstrate how the Matanas Vachatas were done on the four Kranos, while another one performed a Zrikah and Ola on the two corners to show what Shtaim Shen Arba meant, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas how to perform the Zrikah and Ola. I know his blood is thrown as Shtei Matanos and Arba, two applications which are equal to four. Rav explains Nosin v'chozev Nosin. He applies, meaning he throws the blood on one side of the corner and again applies it on the other side, totaling four applications. Shmuel says Matana Achas can mean Gama Nosin. He makes a single application in the shape of a Gama by throwing the blood against the two corners, which spreads to each wall. Thus, the blood reaches all four walls. So the temple-loving Nigerian prince with a model of the Mizbech in his royal throne room, who had one servant demonstrate how the Matanas of Achatis were done on the four kranos, while another one performed a Zerika of an Ola on the two corners to show what Shtayim Shen Arba meant, had his guest stand in the Yudah section by the southeast corner, which lacked a Yesod, which reminds us the southeast corner of the Mizbech had no Yesod because it was not in Binyamin's portion, rather it was in Yehuda's Chelek. Daf Nun Dal, so the symbol of Daf Nun Dal is noodles. So here goes. While some construction work is using noodles, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Dalet. While some construction workers using noodles to measure the Mizbeach they were building argued if they should skip the Yesod on the southeast corner or build it, which reminds us, the previous Daf taught that the southeast corner of the Mizbeach had no Yesod. And I'm arriving to debate what this means. Rav says this means Bebinyan. There was literally no Yesod in the structure of the Mizbeach on that side. Levi says that there was a physical Yesod built all around, and the Gemara means bedamim. There was no legal base regarding bloods, meaning no blood applications were valid on that corner, since it was not in Binyamin's portion. So while some construction workers using noodles to measure the Mizbeach they were building argued if they should skip the Yesod on the southeast corner or build it, others added dry noodles to the stone mixture, making up the foundation of the Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a braisa describing the Mizbeach's construction. They bring a malbein, a wooden frame measuring 32 amos by 32 amos and 1 amah high, and bring smooth, damp stones and bring lime, lead glaze, and tar, dissolve them together and pour the mixture over the stones, resulting in a solid block of 32 by 32, which forms the Mizbeach's base. This is repeated with a frame of 30 amos square and 5 amos high, and a third frame of 28 amos square and 3 amos high, thus forming the three sections of the Mizbeach. Finally, a frame of 1 cubit amma forms each keren. So, while some construction workers using noodles to measure the Mizbeach they were building argued if they should skip the Yesod on the southeast corner or build it, others added dry noodles to the stone mixture making up the foundation of the Mizbeach, on the exact spot determined by David HaMelech and Shmuel HaNavi, which reminds the Gemara brings David and Shmuel's efforts to determine the site for the base of Migdash. The Pasuk says, "Vakamta valisa el hamakum," and you shall rise up and ascend to the place which HaKadosh Baruch Hu would choose, which teaches shebeis Migdash gavo mikol Eretz Yisrael, that the base of Migdash must be higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. They didn't know where this was until studying Sefer Yeshua and finding the border of Binyamin's portion with Yehuda's is uniquely described only as ascending but not descending, and they realized that the site must be there. Daf Nun Hey. So the symbol for Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The former Nazir, the man who just returned from overseas eating their Isle Nazir and Toda in Yerushalayim, near the store selling speed limit signs of 55. Speed limit signs of 55? That must be more on Daf Nun Hey. The former Nazir and the man who just returned from overseas eating their Al Nazir and Toda in Yerushalayim, near the store selling speed limit signs of 55, which reminds us that Toda and Al Nazir are kachim kalim and can be shakted b'kol makam ba'azara and eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. So the former Nazir and the man who just returned from overseas eating the Al Nazir and Toda in Yerushalayim near the store selling speed limit signs of 55, sitting next to a man eating a shlamim who had the right to shakht anywhere in the Azar, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that Shlamim are Kachim Kalim and may be shakted anywhere in the Azar and are similar to the Karbanas mentioned already, except that Shlamim may be eaten for 2 days and a night, and their Chaz V'Shok are eaten by Kohanim and their families. So the former Nazir and the man who just returned from overseas eating their Al Nazir and Tod in Yerushalayim, near the store selling speed limit signs of 55, sitting next to a man eating a Shlamim who had the right to shakt anywhere in the Azara, were met by a man who bought a sign because he should have slowed down when shakting a shlamim and noticed that the doors of the heichal were still closed, making his carbon possible, which reminds us, Shmuel said that shlamim which one shechted before the doors of the heichal were opened are possible because the pasuk says, v'shachetu pesach ohel moed, and he shall slaughter it at the entrance of the tent of meeting, implying, bizman shu pasuch, it must be shechted at a time that the entrance is open and not at a time when it's locked. Daf Nun Vav, so the simmer Daf Nun Vav is a shusher going, nu nu, so here goes. The Tameh shusher, who is permitted to be in a lushka next to the Azara, shouted, nu nu, shusher, nu nu, that must be more on Daf Nun Vav. The Tamei Shusha who is permitted to be in a lishka next to the Azara, which reminds us, Shmuel said that one is only chayav for entering the Azara while Tamei, for the interior area of the Azara, 187 amos long by 135 amos wide. This doesn't mean to exclude the windows, doors, and thickness of the Azara walls, because they have the same status as the Azara. Rather, it's meant to exclude lushakos, chambers which were benuyas b'chol u'psuchos l'kodesh, built in non-sacred space outside the Azara and open into sacred space. Although Mishnah states tochen kodesh, their interior is holy, this is only midrabanan, but midraisa, they're not part of the Azara. So the Tamei Shusher, who is permitted to be in a lishka next to the Azara, shouted nu to the Kohen to make sure he does the Zrikas Adam before Shkia, or else the blood becomes pasul. Which reminds us, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi says, Menayin l'dam shenipsal b'shkias hachama. From where do we derive that blood becomes disqualified from a tanos at sunset? The pasuk says, B'yom hakrivu azivcho ye'achel. On the day that he offers his carbon, it shall be eaten. Teaching, B'yom shata zoveach ata makrib. On the day that you shecht the carbon, you may offer its blood. On the day that you do not shecht it, you may not offer its blood. Once Shkia passes, it's no longer the same day that the carbon was shechted, and the dam cannot be offered. So the Tamei Shusher, who is permitted to be in a lishka next to the Azara, shouted nu to the Kohen to make sure he does the Zrikas Adam before Shkia, or else the blood becomes pasul. At the same time, his Shusher twin brother in a different lishka shushed the Kohen doing Shkita v'Shlamim, who intended to eat its meat on the eve of the third day, which reminds us, Amoraim discuss Hamechashiv or Shlishi, one who intends during the Avodah of Ashlamim to eat its meat on the eve of the third day. Chizkia says the carbon remains valid, the Halintikotsrefa, because it's not yet fully removed from its allotted time to be designated for burning until the third morning, and his intent is therefore not entirely Chutz Lizmano. Rabbi Yochanan says the carbon is invalid, the Idchile Me'achilo, because at that time it's already disqualified from eating, so the intent is considered Chutz Lizmano. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we have no chokas? How did Darshan Mechila Mechaper with the Nafkamina if Shiraim is Ma'akev? That's on daf? Nun Beis. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that Shlomim, which were shechted before the doors of the Heichal were opened, are pasul? That's on daf? Nun Hei. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we discuss whether the meaning of the southeast corner not having Yesod means Bebinyan, in the actual building, or Bedamim, in the blood applications? That's on daf? Nun Dalet. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss David and Shmuel's efforts to determine the site for the base of Mikdash? That's on daf? Nun Dalet. Good. Number 5. Which daf does Gemara bring a machlokas if the carbon pesach may only be eaten until chatzos or until the morning? That's on daf? Nun Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that the southeast corner of the Mizbeach had no Yisod because it was not in Binyamin's portion? That's on daf? Nun Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we machlokas if Hemen v'dava Acher is considered learned from a Hekesh? That's on daf? Nun Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have a machlokas if Mitzvi Chatas Auf is Ma'akev? That's on daf? Nun Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf does Gemara bring the source that a Bechor is eaten for 2 days and a night? That's on daf? Nun Zayin. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we discuss the law of Run Bedam Kasher, that a blood stayed past sundown in the Azara, thereby coming pasul? If it was put on the Mizbech incorrectly, it remains there. That's on daf? Nun Olive. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.